好。
Good afternoon.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你是配得我们把自己奉献给你的神。
Because you are worthy for our sacrifice.
我们求主，当我们听到的时候，你用你的话语去感动我们。
While we are listening to the sermon, please use your word to move us.
让我们不单只能够背诵罗马书十二章第二节，我们还可以把它行在我们每一天的生活上面。
So that not only we can memorize what we have read from Romans 12:2, but also we can practice in our daily life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 去年九月呢，我就去学骑马。
Last September, I started to learn how to ride on a horse.
学了两个小时。
So I learned 2 hours.
学的地方呢，其实是一个室内的练马场。
The place I learned is in a turf.
这是一个 indoor.
Oh, it's an indoor place.
那么呢？其实我发觉呢，这个马呢跟小朋友差不多。
Actually, I find the horse is just like a small friend, a small child.
他们都很好奇的。
They were curious.
你知道呢？这个室内的练马的地方呢，它有一个门口。
So you know that inside the building there is a door.
那么每一次我的马经过这个门口的时候呢，它都要停下来往外面看一看。
Every time when a horse passed through this entry, he would actually curious to look around.
所以其实呢，我其实是不能控制这匹马的。
Actually, I could not control this horse.
那么我老师见到我呢，他就告诉我，那你要怎么样 ？OK， 好像。踢一踢他的肚子啊，怎么用你的鞭子鞭他，那么他就不会停下来，就会听你话了。
So I was told that I need to constantly do something like using my whip to beat him so that it will continue to will not stop running.
但是你知道啊，一匹马比我更大，当然就很害怕了。
But you know the horse is actually bigger than me, so I was afraid.
所以呢，我老师见我只是做不到，然后他就说，让我做一次给你看。
So when the teacher saw that I could not do it, so he showed himself.
所以呢，还没经过这个门口的时候呢，我老师呢就会，好像用脚踢一踢这个马的肚子，那么这马就知道他要往前走了。
So whenever it passed the entry, so I kicked the horse a little bit so that he knows that it will continue to run.
其实我的老师呢很厉害的。
My teacher actually is a very talented one.
他呢可以用声音呢就可以控制这匹马了。
He actually can control the horse through his voice.
所以呢，如果他希望呢这匹马慢跑的时候呢，他会这样子做。
If we wish the horse to run slowly, he will use a special sound.
那么你知道，如果你要你匹马快跑的时候，它做一个什么声音呢
？Do you know what would be the sound would be like if we want the horse to run faster?
这样子。所以下一次你们学骑马要小心了哈。
So if you have a chance to learn, you need to be careful.
为什么我不能控制这匹马，我的老师却可以呢
？So why I cannot control the horse while my teacher knows how to do？
其实我这匹马知道我不再控制它。
Actually, the horse knows that I could not control him.
但是呢，当老师坐上去的时候呢，他知道了他完全在老师的控制底下。
While the teacher was on the back of the horse, that the horse actually knew that he was under control.
所以呢，曾经呢有一个练马的人说呢，跑得最快的马呢，其实是最顺服的马。
So actually, there's a master who ride the horse well says, the best the horse rides is actually the most obedient one.
保罗呢在罗马书里面呢劝我们把身体献上给神。
Paul in Romans asked us to be submissive to God.
上个月我来这边讲道的时候我提到其实这个决定呢把你自己献给神呢是我们成圣生活的进门口的一步。
Last month while I was giving sermons to you and actually we mentioned that there's a decision for us to sacrifice us to God is actually the entry of our sanctification.
因为呢当我们过一个成圣生活的时候其实你就是跟罪打仗一样。
So when we want to live a godly life, we are fighting with sin every day.
我们呢不能过一个犹疑不确的一个生物。
So we cannot live a life that's back and forth.
除非我们立定志向，就是把自己奉献给神呢，要不然其实我们没有可能打赢这场仗。
Unless we commit ourselves to God, we will not win the battle.
所以呢，我上一次呢，把罗马书十二章一到二节的分段告诉大家。
So last time, I tell us the how to divide the session.
那么第一节呢就讲到了我们这个决定呢是一个一次的决定。
The first time it is a one-time decision.
那么今天呢我们要继续讲呢就是第二节讲到呢这个是一个每一天的更新。
Today we'll talk about a daily transformation.
还有呢这个是我们一生人的一个经历。
But also a lifetime experience for us.
所以呢如果你看第二节的时候呢你会发现呢第二节呢是一个命令。
So if you read the verse 2 of Romans chapter 12, you will find it is actually a command.
保罗呢命令弟兄姊妹不要效法这个世界。
Paul command us not to conform to the pattern of this world.
所以你还记得呢第一节呢保罗是劝我们以神的慈悲劝我们把自己奉献给神。
So you remember in verse 1, Paul urges us in view of God's mercy to offer ourselves to as a living sacrifice.
那这你要不要把自己奉献给神呢？这个是必须要你甘心情愿的。
Whether you want to, you decide to make yourself as a living sacrifice, this must be you are willing to do.
我们不能逼你坚持做这个决定。
We can't force you to make such a decision.
但是呢，如果你做了这个决定以后呢，保罗到第二节呢就可以命令你了。
However, once you make such a decision, then it becomes a command.
因为呢，顺服成为我们生活的一个很自然的一个对神的一个反应。
Because obedience will be a natural response for a response for us to God.
如果你再看第二节的时候呢，如果你在希腊文里面呢，它是用一个现代时去写的。
If you look at verse 2 again, it's actually using a present
tense. 那么呢现代时在希腊文里面呢有一个好像呢你不断重复的一个意思在里面。
So it is a continuation process.
所以呢在第一节里面呢保罗不是用现代时但是他是用一个在我们英文里面也没有的一个时事就是好像希望你做一次的一个决定。
It's not the same for verse 1. Paul just asked to make a one-time decision.
当你做了一次的决定以后呢，保罗就希望你每一天的，你要把你这个决定是实行在你的生活里面。
So once you make such a decision, and Paul asked to practice that daily.
所以呢，保罗在第二节讲到呢，我们要更新的是一个每一天，你常常要重复的一个过程。
So verse 2, Paul asks us to renew our mind. So it's a continuation process.
第三点有关这个命令呢，你会发现呢，这个命令我说是有两方面的。
The third, we actually find this command has two-sided meaning.
就是呢，你不要做一件事情，反而要做另外一个事情。
It is not doing one thing but doing the second thing.
原因呢，就是呢，你两个事情呢是彼此排斥。不能同时遵行。
Because the two things are mutually exclusive.
所以保罗就是说，我们不可效法这个世界。
And Paul says, do not conform to the pattern of this world.
反而呢，我们他就是要求我们心意更深而变化。
It also says that but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind.
所以成圣生活呢？不是只是把新的东西加进我们的生命里面。
So to be godly is not meaning that we are adding new things.
不是只是我的意思就是不是只是把好的行为圣洁的行为加在我们的生命里面。
It's not only we adding the good things, the good things to our life.
我们必须要呢把我们的旧的行为就是我们不好的行为呢，先把它脱掉，我们才可以把新的加上去。
But also we need to get rid of our bad sides, so that we can adding the good things.
我认识呢有一对父母。
I know a couple.
他呢有一个儿子呢，他们认为呢，他们的儿子呢在钢琴上面呢是有一点天分的。
They have a son. They consider him very gifted.
然后呢，他就去外面为他找一个好的老师。
So they went outside to find a good teacher for the child.
然后这个老师听完这个小孩弹琴以后呢，他就剪指甲。
So after the teacher listened to this this boy's practice, so he started saying.
他说，你的儿子要再进步是没有可能的。
He said, if your son want to be better, actually there's not possible.
原因就是因为他学了太多坏的习惯了。
The reason is because he developed many bad habits.
唯一他可以进步的方法就是把他的坏的习惯跟技巧把它拆掉，才可以学新的进去。
The only way for him is to get rid of the bad habit, then he can learn.New technique to be better.
这个父母听了以后，他了解，其实这个过程是很长久的。
So the parents listened, and we knew that it's a long process.
但是他们知道这个是唯一的方法，这个小孩可以进步。
Since they know this is the only method that they can make the boy be better.
其实我们成圣生活也是一样。
Actually, the same happens in our way to be godly.
我们没有可能进步。
We will not be able to be better.
直到有一天你愿意倒空自己。
Until one day you are willing to empty yourself.
因为当你不倒空自己的时候呢，你的生命就没有位置把神的东西放进去。
And if you don't empty yourself, you will not have room for God to be in.
这个呢，就是好像以弗所书里面所讲的四章二十二到二十四节。
This is just like what Ephesians chapter 4 from 22-24.
他讲到了我们要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，并且穿上新人。
It says, do not conform to the pattern of you were taught to put off your old self, but to put on the new self.
希伯来书十二章第一节也是同样的意思。
Same thing for Hebrews 12 verse 1.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易前累我们的罪，存心忍耐， 奔在摆在我们前头的路程。
Let us throw off everything that hinders and the things that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
啊，我知道了，很多弟兄姊妹呢，听到这里呢，他就说，我放弃了，还是不奉献给神好了。
So I know that many brothers and sisters, when they hear this, they probably will say, it's too much for me, I will give up.
每一天要脱去你的旧人，每一天要穿成新人，实在太累了。
So to put out ourselves old self off and put on a new self every day, maybe it's too much for me.
倒不如呢，做一个紧紧得救的基督徒就可以了。
It's easy to be content with with a salvation only.
其实呢，成圣生活在圣经里面不是一个很累的一个事情。
Actually, to be holy is not a difficult job for us.
原因呢，就是呢，成圣生活是一个被动的一个事情。
The reason is that it's actually passive for us.
所以呢，如果特别如果你看英文呢，你大概可以看见呢，其实不要效法这个世界，效法这个字是一个被动词。
Not to conform the pattern of this word is passive.
还有呢，就是讲到了我们心意更新而变化，变化这个字呢，在原文也是一个被动词。
And to be renewing our mind, transformed by renewing ourselves, is also passive.
被动的意思呢，就是你不是这个主人把这个动作做在你的身上。
The meaning of passive is not you do it yourself.
不是我们自己改变自己。
Not we change ourselves.
乃是我们接受神的改变。
It is us to accept the change from God.
有一个农夫他在菜市场里面呢是卖土豆的。
There's once a peasant to actually sell potatoes.
那么呢，他这人客就很喜欢向他买土豆。
A lot of people like to buy potatoes from him.
因为他的土豆特别干净。
Because his potato was very clean.
上面都没有泥土在上面的。
So it has no mud.
所以呢，有一个太太就问这个农夫，你每一天要清洁这些土豆才来出来卖，是不是很辛苦啊？
So a lady asked, you clean this potato every day, is that very burdensome?
他说没有啊。
He said no.
我每一天早晨的时候会把我的土豆放在盒里面。
Every morning I put this potato into one box.
盒就是这个 river.
Oh, put in the river.
那么。那么这个河水流过的时候，过了一个小时，我把它拿出来，就很干净了。
So when the water flows, so I took the potato out of the river and it became clean already.
你知不知道，其实我们成圣生活也是一个被圣灵改变的一个事情。
So you know that our life of sanctification is actually a life changed by God.
所以呢，耶稣自己曾经简直说。
And even Jesus Christ once said,
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
为什么耶稣的担子是轻省的？
Why Jesus' burden is light?
不是因为神的标准比世界的人的标准低。
It's not because Jesus' standard is lower than the person.
原因就是因为当神给我们这个标准的时候，他同时给我们力量，就是在他里面我们可以去完成他的要求的。
The reason is that when Jesus gave us the standard, he also gave us the power to accomplish what he wants us to do.
所以神所问我们的问题就是，你愿不愿意接受这个能力去完成我的命令呢？
So the question is, when Jesus asked is whether you are willing to accept, to receive the power.
还有一个事情呢，我不知道你有没有留意到这个改第二节里面呢讲到我们的改变呢是一个必然发生的一个事情。
And one thing I don't know whether you have noticed that it also talk about in verse 2 it is a command that is certain to happen.
他不是问你你要不要改变。
He asks, he's not asking whether you want to change or not.
他保罗是问你要让这个世界改变你，还是要让神去改变你？
He's actually asks, do you want the world to change you, or you want God to change you?
我们是一定会改变的。
We must change.
问题就是你是让世界去改变你，还是让神去改变你？
The question is whether you transform by the world or you want to be transformed by God.
讲到呢我们在前面呢讲到我们不要给这个世界去改变的时候呢，我有三个提议给大家。
I have three suggestions to say we do not want wish to conform to the pattern of this world.
第一个提议呢提醒大家就是我们要小心我们叫这些移民科学，特别就是心理学humanity.
Okay. The first thing is we need to be careful when we know something about humanity, science.
Okay. 特别就是这个心理学 psychology.
Especially psychology.
原因呢是因为这些好像心理学他们呢的基本的理念是跟圣经的教训是不一样的。
Because the teaching of these is different from the Bible.
他们是建基在一个没有神的一个观念上面。
They were developed in a non-godly manner.
他们，你看他们理论的来源，他们是拿动物来做实验，那么他们就得到这些理论。
If you look at the source for this theory.Actually, they start from animals, so they get a conclusion.
原因就是他们相信人跟动物是没有分别的，大家都没有灵魂的。
So the reason is that they think that men do not differ from animals.
所以呢，当我们面对这些我们现在其实是很流行的这些心理学，我们要小心。
So we need to be careful. When we look at the theories from these psychologists or human sciences,
好像呢，他们会好像如果你面对婚姻上面的问题的时候呢，一个心理学家，可能会告诉你，你们呢，就是有沟通上面的问题。
So you may have a problem in your marriage. The psychiatrist may come to you, and you may have a issue of communication.
如果呢你有忧虑的时候呢，他就告诉你你的荷尔蒙就是没有平衡。
If you feel distressed, they probably tell you that your hormone is not balanced.
但是你知道忧虑在圣经里面是一个信心的一个问题。
But you know actually, the worry actually is it tells that you're of your faith.
我们婚姻上面有问题是因为我们是一个罪人，我们的罪使我们成为一个自私的人。
If we have a marital problem, actually we know that it's because we are sinners, so we became very selfish ourselves.
所以呢我们要小心我们世界这些心理学对我们的影响。
So we need to be careful not to be influenced by these theories.
我们要看面对这些事情的时候有一个批判的批判性的来接纳这些科学。
So when we have the issue, we need to be alert, so that to accept it, to apply it to these theories.
如果他们里面有一些不合圣经的原则的，我们就不要接受。
If there are any of the teachings is against the biblical teaching, we not accept it.
第二个给大家的提醒呢，就是我们今天的娱乐。
The second suggestion is today's entertainment.
就是包括我们电视啊、电影啊、我们的音乐啊这些了。
It includes television, movies, etc.
你知道啊，我们现在的这个时代啊，是从来人类历史都没有的。
You know this world is something that mankind never faced.
就是你可以24小时不停的看电影。
So you can actually continue to watch movies without sleeping.
你知道 Netflix 啊，在今年六月做了一个统计，他说了，他们的用户看了11个小时的电影呢。
So a sensor from Netflix in the, this year, they showed that their customers watch 11 hours of movie.
No, 10亿就是 1 billion of.
Okay, 1 billion people watch the movie.
不是 1 billion people, 是看了11个小时啊。其实人不是很多啊，我知道美国只有3亿人口，但是他的用户更不是每一个人都是 Netflix 的用户，但是你知道我们看多少的电视。
So that is, I just say that it's 1 billion hours of time spending on the TV, and that means a lot of people was watching.
所以呢，当你这样子做的时候呢，你是让这些影像不停的，好像进入你的脑袋里面。
So when we are doing this, we allow these images, pictures, continue to go to your mind.
所以如果你没有一个批判性的这样子看下去呢，你就好像给这些娱乐去洗脑啊，改变你的好像你的观念呢。
So if you are not alert, you will be brainwashed by these things.
你没有发觉啊？其实我们举一个例子哈，我们对快乐的定义是很受这个电影啊、电视所影响的。
You know that our definition of joy is actually can be influenced by these movies.
我问你了，如果对你来说快乐的人生是怎么样呢？
If I ask you, what do you mean by a joyful life?
你可能就想到，就是在海滩旁边建一个大房子。
You may be thinking to build a house near the sea.
那么呢，平常的时间呢，你可以环游世界
，and you can have a tour around the world。
还有呢，有很多丰富的食物在你面前，就是最快乐的。
And a lot of food around you, and that must be make you happy。
我们受这个世界所影响，包括我自己在内。
So、we are influenced by this world, including myself。
我们以为呢，钱给我们快乐。给我们平安。
We thought money could bring us happiness and bring us peace.
但是有一天我灵修的时候呢，神提醒我。
But one day when I was doing a devotion time, God reminded me.
诗篇62篇第十节说。
Psalm 62:10.
若财宝增加增，不要放在心上。
Though your riches increase.Do not set your heart on them.
神，所以呢，我们必须要常常在神面前去灵修看圣经。
So we need to spend our time to read Bible.
让神呢把我们错误的世界观念呢改变过来。
So that God can change our attitude towards the world.
最后一个事情呢，我想提醒大家呢，这是我们的朋友啊。
The last thing I want to remind is our friend.
如果你的好的朋友大部分是非基督徒呢？
If most of your friends are non-Christians,
那么你即使去教会的机会呢，我觉得很低。
The chance you continue to go to church is low.
原因就是呢，你朋友有空闲的时间呢，很多时候就是我们去教会的时间。
Because most of the people, when they have free time, it's the time that we come to church.
所以呢，如果你要见他的面的时候，很可能将来你就选择不来教会。
So if you want to meet your friends, most likely you're going to choose not to come to church.
箴言呢，的确提醒我们一个事情。
Proverbs does remind us.
他说呢，十三章二十节说，与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
In Proverbs 13:20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm."
所以呢，保罗在这边提醒我们，不要效法这个世界。
So Paul reminds us not to conform the pattern of this world.
他十二节的第二节下半节呢，就是讲到只要心意更深而变化。
Then he continued, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind.
变化这个字呢，在希腊文呢，就是其实就是我们蜕变 metamorphosis 这个英文字的来源呢。
The word transform in old Greek is developed from the word.
就是我们现在英文 metamorphosis。
metamorphosis。
嗯，就是这个。这个你知道，好像这个蝴蝶啊，它从幼虫变成蝴蝶的时候，这个过程啊。
So it's a process when a butterfly change from a worm.
嗯，所以呢，这个字呢，只是在圣经里面出现两次。
It actually appeared in the Bible two times.
第一次呢，就是耶稣在登山变相的时候，圣经用这个字。
The first time is when Jesus trans himself.In the mountain.
第二次呢，就是罗马书第十二章第二次。
The second time is actually in this passage we just read.
这一个字给我们的了解，就是它是一个一百八十度的改变。
So the word means a 180 degree change.
是一个很明显的。
It's obvious.
还有呢，这个变化呢，是从里到外的一个变化。
And the change is changed from within to outward.
所以，如果我们真的希望我们生命得到一个改变
，So if we want ourselves to be transformed,
我们要确定让神来改变我们。
So we must be sure that we want God to change us.
还有呢，这个改变呢，其实是从我们的思想。里面开始的。
And the transformation starts with our mind.
那么神怎么去改变我们的思想呢？
But God, how God change our mind?
这个呢，就是在哥林多后书三章十八节里面这样子讲。
We can read Second Corinthians chapter 3:18.
里面说，我们众人自然倘作念，得以。看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, and being transformed into His image, with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
我们都知道，好像当我们去旅行呢，特别去。海滩这些旅行回来以后呢，我们的皮肤的颜色呢会变得古铜色的一样嘛。
And we know that if we go outside to travel or to in the seashore, and we find our skin become dark.
你用什么方法可以保持你？我们就知道你回来不久，它会变成从前一样的嘛。
We know after a while it became like as before.
那么你用什么方法去保持这个古铜的颜色
？You know, what method we can use to preserve this color?
就是很简单呢，你每一天坐在太阳底下久一点的时候，你这个颜色就可以保存了。
So actually, it's very simple. It just let the sun shine. You just sit outside, let sun do the job.
成圣受活也是一样。
The same thing happened to our sanctification life.
是神来改变我们。
It's God who changes us.
但是我们必须要常常来到面神的面前，通过看圣经，通过祷告，通过默想，让神来改变我们。
And, but we need to constantly communicate with God to read the Bible and let the Spirit to work inside.
唯有我们花时间在神面前，我们的心思意念才会改变。
Only we are willing to spend time with God, then our mind can change.
当我们愿意这样子做的时候，神就会通过他的荣光去改变我们。
When we are willing to do this, God will transform through His increasing glory.
我们也会愿意去遵守他的命令。
And then we were willing to obey His command.
这个就是好像约翰福音里面十四章的二十一节里面所讲。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
This is what John 14:21 describes. Whoever has my command and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
最后呢，我们要看就是呢，保罗告诉我们呢，当我们奉献给神呢，其实这个是一生人的一个经历。
Lastly, we continue to look at verse 12. Actually, Paul wants us to it's a whole life experience.
他的意思就是说，如果你把你自己奉献给神，
he means.If you give yourself to God,
你这样子做会带来一个后果。
What you did will bring a result.
这个后果就是你能够经历神的旨意在你的身上。
The result will be you will experience the God's presence.
我们所以他说神的旨意呢是善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So here it says God's will is good, is pleasing and perfect.
有的时候呢，我问自己，为什么神只把他的旨意显给这些把自己奉献给他的人，不显给每一个基督徒呢？
A lot of times I was wondering why God revealed His will to only those who commit themselves to God.But not to every Christian.
原因就是呢，神没有兴趣，好像给你一个参考一样。他只有兴趣，就是如果你全心的顺服在神的手里面，神就有兴趣把他的旨意告诉你。
The reason is that, if you don't give yourself to God, He's actually not interested. He only cares for those who, give themselves to God.
所以呢，当我们这样子做的时候呢，我们就可以查验神的旨意的甜美了。
So when we are willing to do this, then we can experience what the God's good will.
查验这个字呢，就是有一个 approve， 就是好像认可的意思。
So the word the test means the certain approval.
什么叫 approve 呢？什么是认可呢？就好像我举个例子，好像我说，黄石公园 Yellowstone National Park 是很漂亮的。
I want to give an example to illustrate this. If I say Yellowstone is indeed beautiful.
那么你去完以后，你回来告诉我，的确是哦，黄石公园的确是很漂亮。
Now you have a chance to visit yourself, and when you come back, you tell me that it's indeed.Beautiful.
原因就是你通过你的经验以后，你就认可，你承认啊，他所讲的话是对的。
Because after you test it and you approve, you acknowledge what he says.
所以当你把你的生命交在神手里面，你就可以经历神的旨意的甜美。
So when you give yourself to God, and you'll be able to test and prove what God will.
首先呢，圣经告诉我们呢，神的旨意呢是善良的。
The first thing it tells us, God's will is good.
善良这个字呢，就是好处，其实就有一种好处，就是 beneficial 的意思。
The word good means beneficial.
就是对我们来说是有很好处的。
So it will be benefit to us.
另外一个形容词呢，它讲到神的旨意，就是纯全。
The second one is pleasing.
其实因为
perfect
对，这个字呢就是 perfect， 让人听到就是完全的意思。是
the perfect means certain completeness，
就是呢它你可以说它是最好的。
you can say this is the best。
所以神的旨意不但只是对我们有益，还有呢它是一个最好的一个旨意。
so God will not only benefit for us but also is the best for us。
最后呢它讲到的是可喜悦的。
Lastly, it says pleasing.
换句话说，当你经历神的旨意以后呢，你就会发现，这个神的旨意其实是令你很快乐，也令神很快乐。
So actually, after you experience this, you will find it's pleasing to you as well as pleasing to God.
我们很多时候呢，迟迟不愿意把自己奉献给神。
A lot of times we are not willing to sacrifice ourselves to God.
因为我们怕。
Because we are afraid.
怕神呢，好像叫我去非洲传福音，那么怎么办呢？
So we are afraid that what if God wants us to go to Africa to preach the gospel?
如果神感动我把要求我奉献十万给教会，那么我退休怎么办呢？
If God moved me.So that he wants me to offer $100,000, what I will do in my retirement?
其实我们不用怕。
Actually, we do not need to be afraid.
因为神的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
Because God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect.
当你完全奉献给神的时候，你经历你的人生以后，你会觉得神的旨意是最值得我们去遵守的。
When you have tests and proof and experience God's love, you will find His will is the best for you.
而唯一我们可以经历神的旨意的方法，就是把自己奉献给神。
And the only way we can experience God's will is we sacrifice, we give ourselves to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Because your will is good, perfect, and pleasing.
我们不用怕把自己交托在神手里面。
We do not need to be afraid to be giving ourselves to God.
求主帮助我们不效法这个世界。
May the Lord to help us to not conform the pattern of this world.
但是给圣灵去改变我们。
But let the Holy Spirit transform us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.